The Wolf Islander 3 is back in service after weeks of disruption, but uncertainty around the future of ferry service remains. The disruption began December 22nd, when the Ministry of Transportation halted service on the Wolf Islander 4 due to what it described as a mechanical issue. In a statement at the time, the ministry said the ferry would be out of service while staff worked to resolve the problem. To keep the route running, the Quinte Loyalist and the Amherst Islander 2 were brought in to cover trips between the island and Kingston. The Amherst Islander 2 carried vehicles and passengers during the day, while the Quinte Loyalist handled walk-on passengers overnight. On Tuesday, January 6th, the ministry announced the Wolf Islander 3 had completed a dry dock inspection in Hamilton and had begun its return to Kingston. The following night, Wednesday, January 7th, the vessel officially returned to service, relieving both replacement ferries and restoring a 60-minute round-trip schedule between the Kingston and Marysville docks. For many island residents, the return of the Wolf Islander 3 was met with relief. On the Wolf Island Ferry Updates and Issues Facebook page, users welcomed back Old Faithful and expressed frustration with the reliability of the newer Wolf Islander 4. While service has stabilized for now, questions remain unanswered. The Ministry of Transportation has not provided a timeline for when the Wolf Islander 4 will return to service, or whether the two ferries will operate together once repairs are complete. In its most recent update, the ministry repeated only that staff will continue to work diligently to bring the Wolf Islander 4 back into service as soon as possible. The boats may be moving again, but the long-term plan still seems unclear. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.